My name's Jamie Black. I'm a contractor for Australia Post out of Winton. We run the mail down the Diamantina, down the Devonport Downs, twice a week. I enjoy my job. Your own boss.
How far does your postman go to deliver your mail? I bet it's not as far as Jamie Black in outback Queensland. G'day, I'm Melanie Groves. Twice a week for the past 4 years, Jamie Black has been loading up his ute here in Winton and heading out along the Diamantina River. He's delivering mail and supplies to 14 remote properties in the Channel Country, and I'm tagging along for this 12-hour, 800-kilometre round trip.
Well, it starts off the day before. We go in and sort our mail at Australia Post. We normally poke in about 3 or 4 o'clock because the mail doesn't come in too late, so we'll leave it as late as possible. Go in and sort our mail. Where we have a mail room, we put the mail in the room till the next morning, and then we leave at 3 a.m. Our first mail drops 30 a.k. out, where we turn off onto the, we got 30 a.k. of bitumen, then we turn off onto the dirt where our first drop is, and then it's fairly consistent all the way down of drops where we drop our mail. The rest of the road is unsealed. You don't really see many people down here, it's so remote. During the summer seasons, you're flat out seeing, you might see one car a month if you're lucky. Other than that, the only people you see along this road here is cocky owners. They're always grateful to see you. Appreciate you coming twice a week.
And you go to only 14 properties on what is an 800k round trip. What does it mean to be able to drop in and see these people who are some of the most remote properties in Queensland?
Yeah, it probably means a lot for the people on the station, especially once you get sort of that 150k out of town. The people really appreciate you coming down. They don't get to town as much as them people a bit closer. It's a day's contract just to go to town and get some stuff. They really appreciate you coming down. They like a yarn, different face.
What kind of stuff is it that you deliver? Is it just mail or is it something else as well?
It's mainly mail, like we're contracted with Australia Post to deliver the mail, but we do deliver other stuff, like we deliver a lot of groceries to Brighton, to Devonport Downs, because like Brighton's 240k from Winton, where Devonport's 360k. So yeah, we probably cart 90% of Devonport's groceries, like all their fresh milk and all that stuff all comes out of Winton. Just the general day-to-day living stuff, 90% of it we probably cart down there for them,
What's the weirdest thing you've ever delivered to anyone along these roads?
The weirdest thing I've ever carted is an ABC reporter would ask lots of stupid questions. No, I'm only joking. Probably pigs. We've carted a couple of pigs down to a few different places. Yeah, that's probably one of the weirdest things we cart. Well, I've carted.
Did they get to sit in the front of the cab with you, or did they have to go in the back?
No, definitely not. No, they sat on the back, No, they'd be a bit hammy in the front.
Once the ute's loaded, we're on our way. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. It's a remote stretch of country, and there's no handy service stations to call in for fuel or mechanic repairs. The road conditions can change from week to week, and Jamie Black has to be prepared for all contingencies in case there's a breakdown along the way. Especially considering mobile phone coverage is non-existent out here.
Hard to really plan out here for stuff like that. Like you don't know where you're going to break down, or there's no phone reception. As you say, it's really remote. You got to be well prepared.
What about fuel? It's an 800k round journey. How do you go for fuel? There's definitely no fuel stations out here.
Actually, we only just make it back to town. We got to carry fuel if the roads are really damp. Dowie and that, we normally travel carry a bit of fuel with us. But on a general day-to-day basis, we can make it back to town. But you've got to be a little bit conservancy on your diesel.
And you've got a two-way radio. I can hear it going in the back. Do you use that to keep in touch with people while you're driving?
Yeah. We all got a two-way in both of our cars, and I always call the cockies up and just let them know as I'm coming along, sort of thing, or give them a call as I'm coming back past to see if they got any mail or whatever else. It's a vital piece of equipment to have a two-way.
And I'm sure those cockies are pretty happy to see you when you're coming past at any time of day, really.
Yeah, they they appreciate you coming, eh?
One of those keen to see JB Black's ute arriving is Nick Robinson from Munduran Station. But it's not just the mail delivery he's looking forward to. Jamie also delivers a good line in local gossip as well, something that's in short supply when you live a long way from town. So, Nick, how often does the mail run come down to your place?
Yeah, we get it twice a week, Tuesday and Fridays. It's pretty handy, though. Like, if you want anything, you just ring him up and you go and get it and bring it in. Like, it's a long way to go in town and get stuff. And also getting your mail on time and that, eh?
What kind of stuff does the mail run bring down to you? Is it just post or...?
Oh, it's mainly just, your fresh groceries and that, eh? And other supplies if you need parts or something like that, quick or, yeah.
Is it nice to have someone drop in and have a bit of a yarn and have a bit of chat as well?
Oh, yeah, well, I catch up on a lot of the gossip in Winton. What's going on in town there, yeah, so it's good that way.
So we've just finished, we've gotten back, it's nearly 6 p.m. in the afternoon. We took a bit longer than expected because I had to stop and take photos every 5 minutes. All the mail's delivered, we've been right down the Channel Country. How are you feeling?
Good.
Was it a good mail run today?
It's been a very entertaining day. Normally we don't get entertained that much, but when you get ABC reporters being cheeky, they seem to make it an interesting day.
I'm glad I could be of some help. Thank you so much for taking me on this trip.
It's been lovely, your company, Melanie.